Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's your time on Her Radio. Ask your questions or comment at askher@radiomd.com. Time to ask her.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek. It's time for the Ask Her segment, and thank you so much for your questions. All right, first one. What are some tips for losing weight after pregnancy in a healthy way? Notice we said in a healthy way. There's some strange things you can do to your body. We're only talking about the healthy way. All right, here we go. Here's some tips for losing weight after pregnancy. The first one is, would you please be patient with yourself? For crying out loud, it took you 9 months to get in this mess in the first place. No, I'm just kidding. So seriously, just be patient with yourself. This is going to take a little while. Your body's been through, well, shall we say, just a little bit. And so we want to be able to regroup. So don't be going for anything strange and extreme. Okay? Do you hear me? All right. The second one is, whatever you do, don't be doing some strange kind of diet. Now, I know it sounds strange, but going on an official diet could derail your post-pregnancy weight loss goals, feeling deprived of your favorite foods. No. No matter how much you want to lose weight, try not to dip below about 1,800 calories. If you're breastfeeding, especially, because guess what? I got a newsflash for you. Do you know how many calories you're putting out with breastfeeding? Those children, that little infant, 400 to 600 calories a day. So don't be under eating. You're going to affect everything deleteriously. Number three, load up on superfoods. When you're a new mommy, your body needs maximum, optimum nutrition, especially if you're nursing. So choose foods that are really heavy in nutrients that you need, for crying out loud, and light in calories and fat. How about this? Ooh, we like fish. That's a good one. You know, salmon, sardines, canned light tuna packed with DHA, an essential omega-3 fatty acid that helps your newborn develop a healthy brain and nervous system. That's right, so they can get scholarships and you don't have to pay. Well, anyway, later for that. Milk and yogurt, high in calcium, lean meat, children. Oh, we just want to make sure they get all these nutrients from lean meat, chicken, and beans, high in protein, fiber, and low in fat. Love it. Breastfeed is the next thing to do if you want to drop weight. You heard me. Women who breastfeed actually drop weight faster than women who don't. That's because, hey, look at your hips and thighs and buttock. That's a gas station full of fuel, calories that you've stored up, and you'll notice that it'll basically decrease in size as you breastfeed. Ooh, sign me up. We like that part. So breastfeed, for crying out loud. All right, drink up. Lots of water throughout the day prevents you from getting dehydrated, and that decreases your appetite. And so it's really important. It's often much more than the recommended 8 glasses a day, which turns out to be not particularly true. Just listen to your body and don't wait till you're thirsty. Come on, drink up. Always keep that container of some kind of water, lemon water, something around. It's all good. The next thing to do, you know what I'm going to say. Move it, for crying out loud. And that is, move your body. Get physically active. You want to shoot for at least 150 minutes a week, at least, of some kind of physical activity. Lugging a baby around all day is itself a workout, and running after the little creature and all the rest of it. So, you know, clearly you're going to be pretty up and moving around, but please, please, please grab that stroller, put the baby in there, and run, walk, brisk walk, do something. But get on up with that physical activity. And the next one is, would you please get some sleep? Because if you're sleep deprived, you'll eat everything that's not tacked down. You heard me. All right. If you're sleep deprived, that means that those appetite and hunger hormones go crazy. So don't be putting yourself in a mess. And if you have any problems, please, please, please ask for help. It's called a registered dietitian. Don't be getting something off the internet. Sit down with a professional, a registered dietitian, who'll be able to help you put all this together. All right. Second question goes hand in hand, or hand and breast, with the first one, and that is, what are the health benefits of breastfeeding? Well, heck, I told you one of them, and that is, when you breastfeed, you drop weight post-pregnancy much, much faster, and that's pretty cool. But really, it gets down to breast milk, which has a perfect mix of vitamins, protein, and fat. everything your baby needs to grow. Breast milk is easily digested, much better than infant formula, and it contains antibodies that help your baby fight off viruses and bacteria. It lowers your baby's risk of having asthma or allergies. Babies who are breastfed exclusively for the first 6 months without any formula have fewer ear infections, respiratory illnesses, and bouts of diarrhea. They also have fewer hospitalizations and trips to the doctor. Breastfeeding has been linked to higher IQ scores in later childhood. Woohoo! Who knew? From breast to brain. Well, anyway, you know what I'm saying. And that physical closeness, skin-to-skin touching and eye contact all help your baby bond with you and feel secure and safe. Ooh, we like that. All right. And then it also says that breastfed infants are more likely to gain the right amount of weight as they grow rather than become overweight. And the American Association of Pediatrics says that breastfeeding also plays a role in the prevention of sudden infant death syndrome. It's also been associated with a lower risk of diabetes, obesity, and certain cancers as well. Phew, I'm exhausted. So there it is, breastfeeding in all its glory. And it's really, really important to realize that it's the most natural thing to do. And when in doubt, always go natural. Now, our third question is on a little bit different topic here. And that is, I was diagnosed with pelvic inflammatory disease. What can you tell me about the disease? PID is what we call it. Pelvic inflammatory disease is an infection of the female reproductive organs. Now we're going downstairs. And that means we're looking at everything from the uterus, ovaries, fallopian tubes, other parts of the female reproductive system. It's really important that this is a real cause of infertility in women. So you got to take this thing seriously. You know, more than a million women in the United States experience an episode of pelvic inflammatory disease. More than 100,000 women become infertile each year because of it. A large portion of the 100,000 ectopic tubal pregnancies that occur each year can be actually linked to pelvic inflammatory disease, and the rate of infection is highest among teenagers. All right, so let's just look at the cause here for a minute. The cervix prevents bacteria from entering the vagina and then from spreading to the internal reproductive organs. If the cervix is exposed to a sexually transmitted disease such as gonorrhea or chlamydia, the cervix itself becomes infected, less able to prevent the spread of the organisms, and you have yourself a mess. This is all bad. So then this pelvic inflammatory disease can take place. You have a very, very painful tummy down below, and you have an abnormal vaginal discharge, painful urination. You could have chills and high fever, nausea, vomiting. Anyway, the bottom line is get yourself to your doctor yesterday. This is so terribly important. Get the diagnosis and get the treatment as soon as possible. This is serious, girlfriend. You do not want infertility, ectopic pregnancies, or chronic pelvic pain. Boo. You can prevent all of that. All right? So be on the lookout. And you young ones, teenagers, please, you have the highest incidence of all of this because of sexual activity. So take it seriously no matter what you do. All right, now we've been going over three questions then. You know, how to lose weight during pregnancy. Patience, please. And get that breastfeeding going. And speaking of which, the health benefits of breastfeeding are absolutely countless. So please breastfeed if it's humanly possible up to 6 months. And then pelvic inflammatory disease, take it seriously, girlfriends. Please. It's one of the most major causes of infertility, chronic pelvic pain, as well as, oh my gosh, you know, you don't want to be able to have infertility, pain, and more than anything else, you want to be able to have a very, very normal, healthy reproductive system. Okay? All right, there you have it. I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and this has been the Ask Her segment. Please like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. If you got a question, then email us at d.com.